With less than a year to the 2010 World Cup in South Africa, Cardinal Wilfred Napier of Durban is warning against pressures being placed on the South African government to decriminalize prostitution. South Africa is a hub for trafficking in human persons, with criminal organizations from Nigeria, Italy, Lebanon, and China all sending thousands of women to be used as prostitutes on the streets. Cardinal Napier says it is the latest attempt to sell the soul of his nation.
I think South Africa, the government, is selling out the soul of our country and our nation. Well, already our rates of rape is very, very high, one of the highest in Africa, I think, if not in the world. At a time also when there's such an outcry against human trafficking, and most of the people that are engaged in that human trafficking, it's for prostitution. Now, we're going to legalize something that, on the one hand, we're saying we've got to take every measure possible to stop human trafficking, and then we open up prostitution as a legal occupation. I think one has also got to situate it in the context of other regressive actions that have been taken by the South African government. Abortion on demand, abortion for children under the age of, at the age of 12 and 13, without parental knowledge or consent, a girl can go and have an abortion. She can also have contraception. Now you're going to give that to a little thing that hasn't even matured. It just boggles the mind. I don't know what it is. Is it that the South African government wants to be in the vanguard of every throwing off of what used to be, I suppose, called Christian ethics? And because the previous government proclaimed itself to be a Christian government, defending Christian values, because that had bad practices like apartheid, so anything that it did has to be thrown away. And in the process, we're throwing the baby out of the bathwater. I actually am quite ashamed to hear my government talking in terms like that.